Katrina Vandenheuvel. She is the publisher and editor of The Nation. And we're going to talk about an article that they published regarding Mr. Trump's, quote, real targets being perhaps his domestic critics and not the Syrians, or not the Syrian regime. Katrina, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Drew.
So let's hear what you guys are thinking about.
Well, I'm thinking, I'm stepping back and thinking, you know, that there's a playbook in Washington that presidents are supposed to follow. That's something then-President Obama said last year in an interview. That was defending his decision not to unilaterally strike Syria in 2013. And I think we're looking at a kind of a playbook that comes out of the foreign policy establishment. And what the playbook often prescribes responses to different events, and those responses often tend to be militarized responses. Why is it so often that credibility in Washington, D.C. is defined by the bipartisan foreign policy establishment as taking military action? So I think
you could argue, though, that throughout human history, credibility of nations, if we've, you know, sort of more modern history at least, has been and not just modern history, but if you look at even city states throughout human history, that's how they've established something. I mean, I don't know what we call that other than credibility, right?
I think there's another. If you think about what's going on in Syria, the idea that we can bomb whoever's president, that we can bomb our way to peace, use military strikes to bring stability. If Trump were truly concerned about the human suffering in Syria, and, you know, rather than sending a few dozen bombs, he'd be leading the world in a diplomatic effort to end the war. I mean, he'd be increasing American support for humanitarian assistance, driving the international community to open humanitarian corridors. And the hypocrisy of a president who says he's moved, anguished by the pain and suffering of Syrian refugees, the very same ones that he has banned from coming to this country. Maybe through history that has been the primal force. But I think we're coming to a point in this country where there's a generation, Dr. Drew, which has been raised with perpetual endless war, an endless war without victory. And I think America is increasingly mired in very complicated civil wars, civil strife in the Middle East, wasting more lives and resources. And I think it's time to step back and ask, what can we do that would not increase terrorism, that would not increase threats to this country, that would bring some possibility, not of stability, because that's so distant, but of reducing the conflicts. So I step back.
Didn't the Obama administration desperately try to do exactly that?
You know, the Obama administration did something which I think was very important and is now being criticized even by people who worked with President Obama. President Obama in 2013, partly because the British Parliament voted against authorization of use of force in Syria, partly because the U.S. Congress wasn't going to go along, decided to join with Russia to dismantle chemical weapons in Syria. And this was monitored by the OPCW. It's an institution designed to dismantle chemical weapons, rid the world of chemical weapons. And you can argue that we should have monitored that, verified that more carefully, but it was more effective than bombing. And I think we were able to rid the country of enough chemical weapons.
Wait a minute. I understood there'd been 100 chemical attacks in the last 4 years. How was that more effective?
Well, if you can rid a country of a large basis of chemical weapons, there would have been more in use. I'm not saying it was the silver bullet, to mix metaphors. But I think what we're witnessing with people criticizing that arrangement, first of all, there's a deep Russophobia, anti-Russian sentiment in this country now, which is in a frenzy. It's not related to reality. But secondly, there's an unwillingness to give credit for diplomatic outcomes often. I think, again, I come back to it's sexier, it's horrible to say, it's more dramatic. And the first resort of so many political leaders and the media is to say, let's use military force. And I think we're witnessing that. Look at what's happened. I mean, it's a testament to the absurdity of the presidential, quote, playbook today that perhaps the most irresponsible act of Trump's madhouse presidency has also been the most widely applauded. I mean, look at the cable TV in the last 24, 36, 48 hours. Many of the same media political establishment that portrayed Trump as inept, unstable, authoritarian are virtually ecstatic that he decided to drop the bombs. I think one needs to question what is the relationship between this missile strike, which may not do anything except signal, as Greg Grandin wrote in his piece for TheNation.com, signal to his liberal opponents that he's back with this bipartisan policy of intervention that is being welcomed across the board. But it may have more to do with targeting his domestic critics and actually helping those in Syria who are living with a horrific hell.